You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan's girl, Matt Wilhelm, in the dog bowl right now. Tweets coming in right now. Derek Mosey saying, good question from that Browns player. I wanted Teddy too, although the longer Johnny stays in rehab, the more I can trust him. Possible.
Yeah.
Certainly possible.
Of course.
Kevin the Beard says, think of where we'd be with Odell over Gilbert. Not anonymous. Kevin Beard, put your name on it. I do wish people would put their name on things. I think players, obviously, it's tough in a locker room. So what would take me into the locker room. So if that conversation happens, how is that responded to?
It's actually, I mean, a lot of the guys look to the person that said it like, bro, you got a big pair. You know, first of all, to be able to say that, because you draw eyes in that locker room. Then also, too, you're going to draw media attention because of those comments.
And you're basically questioning the general man. You're questioning Ray Farmer his decision making.
You are. But also, too, is I think it also comes from a place of caring. And I think it's a place of you have your heart here in your occupation with the Cleveland Browns, and you want what's best. And these guys, and a lot, I won't say a lot of them because we're a young roster, but a significant portion of these guys want to win, the Joe Haydens, the Joe Thomases, the Alex Max, and they probably question it at their home with their friends or family, but to say it, you know, outright to as a source is tough. But then also too, it becomes, as I said it before, anytime there's that kind of drama, there becomes that elephant in the room, and eventually the individual that said it and the individual it was said about will be next to each other in the hot tub, in a meeting room, on a bus, on an airplane, and they're going to have that awkward conversation about, well, this is where I was coming from. But that's like everything good in a business, you know, to be able to talk through things. And in some cases, you have to have a platform to vent. I just don't like it, again, as you said, to be the unnamed source.
Again, right. And this is all coming from a Bleacher Report article written by Mike Freeman. We're going to try to see if we can get him on later than the week. The headline, Manziel teammate, think about it if we had drafted Teddy Bridgewater. And it's about whether or not Johnny Manziel can play in this league. Talking about all the NFL records Teddy Bridgewater set. I didn't know this. He had four consecutive starts late in the season where he completed better than 70% of his passes. The first time a rookie's ever had more than two in a season.
Wow. And we struggled to hit 60 as a team. Regardless of who the starter was.
Regardless, yes, we certainly did. So, it you know, an interesting article. Again, you don't want to hear the anonymous stuff. I wish people certainly would go ahead.
How did you feel about Teddy Bridgewater coming out?
I loved Theodore, man. I loved Theodore. I was all in. Loved him. So, that's just another interesting thing. We're getting some tweets coming in about the Mount Rushmore once again for Saturday Night Live. Let us know what you think about that. Again, the phone number is 216-578-0850 is the way to get on board. We could talk about, obviously, you know, this, what it means. People do think, and as 46 Rain 2 tweets us right now, Teddy told his agent he didn't want to play in Cleveland. I don't know I don't think that has anything to do with why we didn't get him, and I don't know if he said that or if it just was one of those things that it ended up being. He got the sense that they didn't want him here, so we don't know. I don't
Teddy
know
said
exactly.
It's
never been confirmed, but Teddy kind of basically, you know, hinted that Minnesota was where he wanted to be, that he ended up hitting it off really well with Norv Turner, and that was where he wanted to be.
Sure. And I mean, rightfully so. The Norv Turner fact is, and I think Norv Turner's proven himself between Troy Aikman and Phillip Rivers and what he's done in his career, and to have to play as a tight end in that Norv Turner system is something significant. But I think it's very tough to say that Teddy Bridgewater, who I'm sure would have loved to gotten picked anywhere 25 picks sooner than where he went, you know, falling that far to Minnesota, pickers can't be chosen in the first round, you know. And I think for me personally, because I lived it, is the whole Eli Manning, Phillip Rivers trade.
Sure.
You know, back when Eli was drafted first overall by the San Diego Chargers in 2004 and then said he didn't want to come there. And of course, San Diego did their best to package it up, get Phillip Rivers, secure their future at quarterback position, which they thought Eli was, but they like Phillip Rivers just as much. And I believe we got Sean Merriman and I believe Nate Kading out of that trade.
Nate Kading, solid kicker.
Very, very solid kicker. And so San Diego made out, and of course, Phillip is still doing his thing, but he doesn't have rings, and Eli does there in New York. But I think it's tough because for a kid to say, hey, I don't want to go somewhere and I do want to go another place, when you're ultimately living out your dream of playing in the NFL and having an opportunity to be the guy, which is one of 32 opportunities in the National Football League.
When you look at this too, let me ask you, for, as a player standpoint, because the players aren't here, do you think the organization is going to want to find out who said this?
Yes. And I know for a fact, and this is in San Diego, it's a little bit off premise, but I know that San Diego, because of the, you know, the faster pace of life, San Diego actually employed individuals that were never seen at the facility, that the players were never aware of, that actually went to the clubs to see who was out, or the clubs and bars, and made their way around downtown, the downtown area, to see who was out and who wasn't. And they also employed an individual that was probably in some broom closet at the facility that just scoured social media. Any type of forums, blogs, you know, Twitter, Facebook, you know, all the, you know, Tumblr, all those other social media platforms, to see what's being said about the players on the team and what the players are saying. So I wouldn't be surprised that if the Browns do everything they can, they're not going to go outsource a consultant to find out who it was. I just think through process of elimination, they're going to come to a synopsis of this. These 10 players are who it could be, and eventually they're going to have to piece all the, you know, puzzle it all together to figure out who it was.
It's interesting. Another, as the world turns, another day in Berea. Again, Mike Freeman's got that article. We're going to try to get him on the show at some point this week to talk about his article there, speaking about Johnny Manziel, and of course the quote from an anonymous Browns player at this point. Think about if we had drafted Teddy Bridgewater. That's what they are talking about right now on NFL.com, and of course at BleacherReport.com. That's where the full article is from Mike Freeman, the NFL national lead writer, posting that one today on their website. 216-578-0850. Again, we're talking about NBA Saturday Night, SNL 40, your SNL Mount Rushmore. The Combine's coming up. What are you looking forward to at the Combine? Do you think it's of big importance? What are you looking at from a Browns standpoint as well? Let us know, 216-578-0850. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Terry Pluto joins us when we return. Talk about Jimmy Haslam's words last week. We can talk about this situation that's come up with the anonymous player and much, much more here on CBD.